to the Sassy Black Girls Podcast. This is your host, Glaze Beauty, aka DJ, aka Honey Bun. And this is the official third episode. And I'm super, super excited because I am welcoming Midnight to Glaze Beauty. So this series consists of, you know, it being not light. Midnight, midnight. And I'm wearing my pajamas. And my face is still beat a little bit because, you know, I'm still going to try to look cute. But yeah, so this is just Midnights with DJ. These topics will be a little bit more risque. That will be the theme of this series. Something around midnight, something around, so, you know, the kids know, don't listen to this one. This podcast is going to be over sex. We're going to be talking about sex a little bit. Just to kind of let my listeners or viewers get to know me a little bit better. I started having sex in college. I was 18, was messing with this dude. Yeah, I was getting to know him or whatever. I felt comfortable. In college, the age range is different. People are grown, some people are like me, little babies. Most of the people that I was around was people that are right out of high school. So it's like, we're not around our parents, we can do what we want. So, you know, we talked about sex. I did share to them like, hey, I'm a virgin. A lot of people didn't believe me, I guess because of my beauty. And, you know, the wagon that I carry very well every day. So eventually I was just kind of like, you know what? I want to go ahead and just experience it. And I don't think anything's wrong with that. Some people, they want their first time to be with somebody they love. Some people are like me. They want their first time to just, when they're ready, you know, my partner made me feel comfortable and, you know, safe. I was ready to just experience everything that people had been talking about. So that's what I did. And it was cool. I wasn't expecting too much because, like I said, I was 18. So I've watched porn, I've masturbated, I've heard other people's stories, other people talk about it. I was a little nervous about the whole bleeding situation. I didn't experience that. Like I said, this is the midnight show, so we're getting a little TMI. But yeah, so it was cool. And like I said, it was kind of what I was expecting. Like I said, I was just ready. So that was my experience. I did eventually, like a week later, I was in a different city going to college. I went back home and like, it was probably like a week later, I let my parents know because my parents were very much on, you know, speak to us, you can talk to us about anything. We already been through it, all that good stuff. So I definitely let them know like, hey, guess what? I've had sex. We had the talk. Well, not the talk, but they talked to me, gave me some advice and all that good stuff. So that was pretty much my experience. They always let me know or always like spoke to me about spiritual bonds. I can't really think, is that the word, spiritual bonds? Soul ties. When you have sex, your soul ties. And what do I think about that? I think that's true. The way that I see it is you have sex with someone and you connect with them, you kind of carry those spirits. Spirits are real, spirits are everywhere. I'm learning more and more about spirits. So you kind of take on that baggage. Whatever energy they might have, you take it on because sex is an energy, it's a spirit. And so I do definitely believe in spiritual bonds. That was me anyways. So yeah, my mom talked to me about that and I do believe in it. And I feel like I have experienced it. Every person that I've ever had sex with, I feel like I have contracted some type of spiritual bond, some type of energy. That is something to keep in mind when you are, you know, interacting with these people, my young people of age. And I'm part of this young people group. So whatever I'm saying, I'm giving advice to myself as well. Sex is energy and people can give you some really bad shit. If they really are dealing with some deep stuff, you know, some bad spirits, you could contract those things. Of course, when you're young, you're not really thinking about, oh, what type of person are, oh, what's the spiritual bond? I feel like that's why, that was one of the things that my mom brought up. She also had brought up, you know, being evenly yoked, whoever you are messing with, you know, be on the same playing field with them because you don't want people to bring you down. you know, whether that's having sex, whether that's in relationship, whatever the case may be, you don't want that person where they are in their life, where they are spiritually, to bring you down, because then you can't elevate as a person. I feel like sex should feel good, sex should make you feel elevated, you know, should motivate you, should put you in good spirits. And it definitely, that all pertains into what type of person that you are having sex with, of course. Oh, also, if a man should be pleasing you. Having sex, a man should definitely be pleasing you. That should be one of his goals, just like our goals is to please a man. I don't like the thought process that I see sometimes in people where it seems like only a man should be getting pleased. I'm probably going to say the word wrong, but there should be reciprocity. If you know what I'm saying, you know. Basically, if I'm pleasing you, you should be pleasing me. The man is not the only one that should be getting pleased. And if a man is having sex with you and he orgasms and he's ready to go to sleep, not help please you in any type of way, whether that's maybe not intercourse, maybe that's oral, whatever it is, if he's not trying to also give you an orgasm, if that doesn't please him to also see you please, run.
Run.
Run. Please run, because you're wasting your time. You're never gonna be fulfilled. I mean, even women are like, oh, I just wanna please a man, blah, blah, blah. No, you are being taught that you just wanna please a man, blah, blah, blah. No, that spirit, that womanly spirit that's in you, you need to be getting pleased, okay? It should not just only be the man. Don't let this man knock you up and the sex wasn't even good and now you gotta push a baby and that shit hurts and no. I'm sorry. Treat your body. You deserve that, ladies. You deserve it. So don't only let a man get his nut and then you just sitting there looking stupid. Okay? Even if you don't feel like you're looking stupid, I'm letting you know. You look stupid. Okay? Rough sex. I want to say, you know, some people are into it. It just depends on how you set the mood, what you're into, how much energy you want to put into it. So some people are into rough sex. The thing that I'll say about rough sex is make sure that it is, again, not just pleasing the man. Make sure it's also comfortable for the women. Your cervix is open and ready. Just in case if you don't know, the cervix is the opening to the uterus, which is located at the back of the vagina. Before you can enjoy like deep penetration, as deep as you want the penetration to be, first you must, you know where your cervix is, and make sure you want to make sure that cervix is open. I hope that I'm saying it right. I'm not no sexologist, I'm not no sex expert or whatever, but yeah, just make sure your cervix is open, make sure that you're wet enough, make sure that you're aroused enough, make sure that foreplay matters. Well, not to everybody, but if that's what arouses you, make sure that you are, you know, demanding, hey, stimulated to get my pussy, my vagina moist, okay? Demand these things, ladies. You are the prize. You are the sexiness. You are, of course, you know, men can be sexy, we're turned on by them and stuff, but you are the queen. You are the goddess in this bedroom. Demand to be pleased. Demand to be, because they gonna be pleased either way. Like, okay. I'm not saying be lazy. Don't ever be lazy. You know, do your thing. Do what you're into. But don't just let a man wham and bam and thank you, ma'am, and then just move on. Like, make sure your cervix is open. Make sure you're feeling wet. Make sure you're completely into it. You need to take your mind somewhere else, because, you know, sometimes you need to fantasize about stuff. Do those things until you are ready. If you're not into rough sex, don't think that you have to have rough sex to please somebody. Please yourself, not just yourself, also please your partner, but it should just be equal. It should be an equal distribution of pleasure, an equal distribution of pleasure. Okay, think about that. Equal distribution of pleasure. So I was watching Lip Service. I watch a lot of podcasts, guys. I love podcasts. But I was watching Lip Service and they had brought up the last episode of Insecure, I think, when Issa and her man, they finally got back together, and then they found out that the woman that he was messing with before was pregnant, and what would How would they feel or how would they conduct themselves in that situation? I feel like it's very easy to say. And also there's this YouTube couple that I guess, I don't know the story completely, so I'm not going to disclose their names. I think that's the word. But I guess she was pregnant. She had twins. I guess her man was cheating on her. They're not married. But they are together. Like, you know, they're online, you know, saying that they're together. And then she was pregnant again. And this time he cheated on her, but he got somebody else pregnant. So the question is, how would you feel if you was with someone and they ended up getting someone pregnant? Or what would you do? I can say that I would feel like shit. I would be mad. I would go berserk. I'm working on my anger. I really, really am working on my anger and working on my reactions. But I feel like my initial reaction, I would be really sad, really mad. And I could just say, I would leave, be really sad, being really mad. But what I'm learning, what I just keep learning as I get older, and just be, and get into certain situations, is that you don't truly know how you're going to react until it happens. Unless you have a very, very good control of your emotions, control of your reactions, which is definitely what I'm working on. If you don't have that strong control of your reactions and your emotions, you know, then you really don't know how you're going to react in situations until you experience them. I feel like people that do have control of their emotions and their reactions, they kind of hold it in. They're able to not give that initial reaction, and they're able to go sit down and think about it. So I'm striving for, if I ever am in that situation, I pray to God that I'm not, because a lot of people are going to be hurt. But yeah, I just, you know, I'm trying to do better. So my want in that situation is that I hear the news, I go somewhere else and I process it. I go to somebody that I love that I might need to talk to, because I'm not going to be able to talk to the person that has, you know, stepped out on me while I'm pregnant. I'm going to talk to somebody else and I be able to, you know, process my thoughts. That is what I would want to do. And really figure out what is good for me. I don't feel like people should be ashamed of, you know, if someone cheats on you and you decide to take them back, no matter how brutal it is, you're pregnant and somebody, you know, somebody else is pregnant. If you want to take someone back, I feel like that should be other people's business. I feel like people should stop, you know, trying to judge people so hard on that. I mean, it's a natural reaction to judge someone, like, oh, they did it to me. I am not the one. I'm not the one, two, three, or four. But really, that's another reason why people should stop putting their business out there, so that people can't judge them and so that you can live in peace with your own decisions. But still, despite the fact that everything is, you know, on the internet, you know, people should still just sit back, you know, put your list of the pros and cons of this relationship, and make your decision. Make your decision on what you want to do. That's very hurtful. I know for a fact, I can say for a fact that my feelings would be very hurt. And, you know, I would feel like, you know, am I not enough? Like, am I really not enough? Like, you're having sex with me, you're shacked up with me. Yeah, I thought we were building together, but you just had to. That urge was stronger than everything that we built together. You know, that sex urge was strong enough. And then you had the nerves to put sperm in her, like, you know, I know my feelings would definitely be hurt, but the goal would definitely, like I said, to step back and take a moment and just think and pray and connect with something, you know, connect with some type of logic to figure out what my next move should be if I was put into that situation. And because I'm a woman, I try to hold other women accountable while, you know, trying to hold myself accountable. Women are not always, you're not always the best girlfriend, okay? We should stop enabling and stop playing games with men. We're not as innocent and as boo-hoo, cry me a river, as as sometimes we play to be. Let's hold accountability for what we might have enabled. You know, you're with a man. He's not showing any sort of wanting to commit, any sort of wanting you to be his only girl, any sort of you know, taking you serious, and you continue, oh, maybe he'll grow out of that, or no, maybe if I show him the best of me, maybe he'll treat me the way that I want to be treated, or treat me like his girl or his wife or whatever the case may be. Give me the things that I desire as a woman. And that's just not the case. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter if you are the best woman in the world. It doesn't matter if you're the shittiest woman in the world. A man knows what he wants and when he wants it. He knows that if he wants you to be his wife or if he just wants you to be his side thing. He already knows that. And so stop playing these games. Stop waiting. You know, being woe's me when he has cheated on you, when he has stepped out and you know, got another woman pregnant or whatever the case may be. You've probably seen those traits. You've probably experienced it in very minimal ways, whether it's him messaging girls, inappropriate messages with girls via DM, via message, iMessage, via email, whatever it is. And you women have good intuition. So you probably had a good intuition that man could possibly cheat on you. And then when it happens, woe is me, I'm nobody, I'm not good enough, blah, 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 blah. Honey, you are good enough. Just, he's not good enough. He doesn't want you. And there's nothing wrong with that. Feelings are hurt. We're very emotional. So our feelings may be hurt, but in the beginning, you feel those things. You have intuition. If you don't have intuition, then that's just something, that's a whole nother thing that you need to tackle. But yeah, ladies, let's stop playing these games. Let's stop enabling these men. Let's hold ourselves accountable. Like I said, we're not always good girlfriends. Sometimes some of us get girlfriends and daughters confused in the relationship. You know, stop whining to this man. Stop expecting him to buy you a car. Stop waiting for his money to come in. Stop expecting him to put food on your table. You know, there's a way to be submissive, and then there's a way to just be like as if you're someone's child. You know, you're not this man's child. You're a goddess. You're an addition to the empire, not his daughter. It's really weird. And it's definitely something that people have to, you know, look within themselves and figure out, you know, look within yourselves and figure out how your mind got here. And maybe you can tackle it and you know, really put yourself in a position, put yourself in the right positions to where you are getting the love that you want. You are getting the titles that you may want. But until that, if we continue to put ourselves in these low positions, then we're gonna stay in those positions. And that's that on that. Pretty much my closing thoughts on this episode is don't be fooled. Don't be fooled by what you're seeing on the internet as sustainable relationships. Don't be fooled by what you are seeing on the internet and entertainment as sustainable sexual relationships. Connect with yourself, you know, spiritually, and really figure out what you like, what you want, and demand those things. You know, that's respect. That's respecting yourself. You know, once you let these people know, speak up. Once you let these people know how you want to be treated, how you want to be loved, if they can't do it, then they have to leave. You know, whether that's them leaving on their own or you telling them, hey, you gotta go. You know, demand those things. Let them know, hey, this is how I like it. This is how I want it. Whether it's sex, whether it's how you speak to me, how you treat me, how you touch me, you know, how you explain things to me. And that puts you in that goddess position. You know, that puts you in that, hey, this way or no way. And then, you know, you fulfill what I want. Okay, what's the things that you want? What's your love language? What can I do to show that I love you? That I feel what I feel about you. How can I show that? They're continuing to put in our minds that now, well, not even now, but then, if a man spends a whole lot of money on you, he loves you, he values you, and all that stuff. No, you know, that's just gonna keep implementing spending money on shit and keep on putting values on shit that does not matter. But that really does not. That doesn't equal. I will never connect to that. Some people might connect to that. And again, do what you love, do what makes you feel good. But if that happens and someone buys you something and then it's cool and then you just like, okay, then what next? you're still longing for something. You're still longing for some type of connection, whether you want to call it spiritually or what. You're still longing for that. You still need that. That's still some a gap that's missing. So, you know, don't do what you want, but sassy black girls, don't put the value of money, the value of buying stuff, the value of what is shown to you in the light over what is internally inside of you and who you truly are, how you truly feel and what you truly want. And don't let these men only please themselves, get yours. Yeah, we'll go ahead and close it off right there. Thank you so much for watching and supporting. I'll see you guys next Thursday. Bye.